This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
848, 12 to 9, joined by Anita Raj, Executive Director of the Newcomb Institute at Tulane University, researcher with the Celia Scott Weatherhead School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine, to talk about improving Louisiana's economy and tackling the state's mental health crisis. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me, Tommy.
Thanks.
I'm good.
I'm sorry. Tell me.
Go ahead. You just said, I'm good, considering the topic. It's a good time to speak about how you're feeling.
Yeah, talk about that, if you would, please, and also the effect on the economy.
Yeah, so we did a study in 2023. You were kind enough to invite us in, to speak about that at that time. And the study was focused on violence and various health aspects, but also just sort of the economic circumstances of people in Louisiana. And this is a statewide sample to really be able to give a robust statistic on what is happening for Louisiana adults. With some of the issues that are coming to light with mental health, we decided to look carefully at the mental health questions and substance abuse questions from that survey. And what we find is about 1 in 3 Louisianans are engaging in binge alcohol use just in the past 30 days. Mm. About 1 in 8, 13%, have engaged in illicit drug use in the past 30 days. And about almost 1 in 10, 1 in 11 Louisianans have severe depression, anxiety, and have thought about suicide in the past year.
Are there root factors, root causes behind that? Commonalities, Doc?
Yeah, so some of the things we know about mental health and substance use is that absolutely, one of the big factors is the younger you are, the more likely you are to see these issues. So it's very much disproportionately affecting our young population. Certainly, environments where there is economic stress, a lack of economic opportunity, economic job loss, we know that those things affect these issues as well. And that's going to be particularly true for men.
One thing I did want to make sure that we made clear, when it comes to fentanyl, we hear about the problems with fentanyl. At no point has the legitimate drug supply been compromised. Those are all illegal medications that people buy from here or there. Accurate?
That is accurate. Fentanyl is a fairly small proportion, though, of our illicit drug use. But nonetheless, it's a key issue with our overdoses in the state. And so there's some concern where, yes, we're losing to deaths and overdose, but we're also losing, there's some concern that that's a group that's at greater risk for suicide as well.
And it skews primarily male, does it not?
It does skew primarily male. And
let me take a break, Doc, and we'll pick it up there when we come back. Why? What are some of the causes why it skews male? We're talking about high suicide rates, and how do you fix it? Very respected Anita Raj, our guest, Executive Director of the Newcomb Institute at Tulane University, researcher with the Celia Scott Weatherhead School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine, 852. Traffic now, 8:56, quickly back to Dr. Anita Raj, a developmental psychologist with Tulane that studied mental health in Louisiana. Mental health and suicidality. One in nine Louisiana adults have contemplated suicide. It skews heavily male. And Doc, I got to ask, is it about education? Is it about employment? Is it about men being told to just suck it up and bottle up your feelings? Tell me about that.
I absolutely think you've hit on major issues that are contributing to this, and certainly economic opportunity, the ability for men to be able to feel like they are contributors to their household, or it's really compromised when you don't have the job. We are definitely seeing a differential in advancement in education. We lose more boys in our school system. So these are all things we really need to worry about. But I also want to just highlight that it goes down to about one in six when you start to look at the 18 to 29-year-olds for both men and women. About one in six have thought about suicide in the past year. And then when you go to 30 to 44-year-olds, that women, the decline is substantial. We see much less suicidality for women, but it stays at one in six for men. And so, you know, one thing we want to make sure people know is 988 is the helpline for people who are in need. If you or someone else you know needs help, 988 is a number you can call at no cost. But yeah, we're really concerned about men and young people and men in Louisiana.
Does that have anything to do with maybe women becoming mothers at that age? I don't mean to draw conclusions that aren't there, and men not having gone as far up the ladder of success as they would have hoped to?
It could be. I mean, I can't give you an absolute answer from these data, but one of the things I think you bring up is a really important one. If the highest prevalence of suicidality or considering suicide is in that 18 to 29 age group for women, that's really disconcerting, because that's often when women are having their first child. And we know we have a maternal mortality rate. Mm-hmm. We know we have a high maternal morbidity rate. And maternal depression is absolutely part of that picture.
Is postpartum depression a big undertreated issue when it comes to mental health?
I have to say, you very much are knowledgeable about this topic without me even being prepared to answer your question.
Because I know people, Doc.
Right.
That's why I know people. That's all. But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Postpartum depression is a big part of this. I think it's also just, you know, people need to feel a sense of hope and opportunity for stability and prosperity. And we are obviously living in some difficult times. We still see the effects of COVID. We know COVID had a huge impact on mental health. And obviously, economic stressors continue to be the case. You want to make sure that you can take care of your children when you're pregnant. And that can be hard in a climate where you may not see the opportunity, or you may be concerned about health issues.
988, that's the number in case you're thinking of harming yourself. Dr. Raj, never enough time, but I hope you come back. This is very important. Thank you for your work.
Thank you. So grateful for the time. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you. Dr. Anita Raj with Tulane. We'll take a break, come back, talk about EVs and Donald Trump.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.